Dr. Pearson worked with Waco ISD on education and poverty issues and advocated for creating strong teacher-student relationships. In a TED Talk she presented earlier this year, she told the story of how she turned around a particularly bad class.
How do I raise the self-esteem of a child and his academic achievement at the same time? One year I came up with a bright idea. I told all my students, you were chosen to be in my class. Because I am the best teacher and you are the best students, they put us all together so we could show everybody else how to do it.
Dr. Pearson died in June of this year, but her legacy continues in Waco. This school year, J.H. Hines Elementary is implementing one of her initiatives, small, boy-only classrooms in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th grades. The classes will be made up of no more than 15 male students who are acting up and not getting good grades. But J.H. Hines principal Trey Hall says it's not going to be a boot camp.
It's got to be as much structure and discipline as it is love and relationship. And we're going to have to strike that balance in there.
Students were selected for the class either by teachers or parents at the end of last year. Parents can opt out of the program if they want to. According to Waco ISD, last year, J.H. Hines' 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade boys had almost four times as many disciplinary actions than their female classmates. Dr. Terry Patterson with Waco ISD says that putting boys in an all-male environment will help as an intervention.
Well, males and females learn differently. So many times boys are referred for intervention programs strictly because they have different learning styles than the females do. And teachers often handle boys differently than they do girls as well. So we really want to look at if we put, say, 15 boys in a classroom with a teacher who has the support of the parents and has some training on how to reach boys, will it make an impact on their academic growth?
Principal Hall points out that the students will still interact with the rest of their classmates during lunch, recess, and other school activities. Instructors for the classes have been specially selected for their firsthand experience dealing with poverty, poor academic achievement, and violence. I asked Principal Hall if the program was geared more towards addressing behavioral or academic issues, and he said the two are inseparable.
I think that's a lot like dissecting the frog, you know. We tend to say, you know, we'll cut the frog open, we'll label all the little parts, but ultimately, it's still a frog. And it's the same way with these boys. The problems are so complex, it's really hard to differentiate one from the other.
Principal Hall says the program is an experiment, and its continuation will be evaluated at the end of the school year. If you'd like to hear more of Dr. Rita Pearson's TED Talk, Every Kid Needs a Champion, you can find it online at TED.com.
And I gave him a saying to say, I am somebody. I was somebody when I came. I'll be a better somebody when I leave. I am powerful and I am strong. I deserve the education that I get here. I have things to do, people to impress, and places to go. And they said, yeah. You say it long enough, it starts to be a part of you.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.